The Angeson yard is packed with kids. Kids riding bikes, playing games, running around, and enjoying a sunny late fall day. Inside, Nola Angeson braids her granddaughter's wet hair. She and some of the other kids at the house just got back from the borough pool. Nola's husband, Steve Angeson, is at the beach with several more kids, one adopted and a few that they're fostering. They're setting a net for smelt. The Angeson family has opened its doors to children who need a place to stay for decades. Steve Angeson grew up in South Naknek, flying across the Naknek River every day to go to school. When he and Nola married and settled in Naknek in the 1970s, they opened their home to students who continued to fly from South Naknek. If there was bad weather, or if the kids needed a place to stay after school for sports practice, they could stay with Nola and Steve. It wasn't unusual for them to host 6 or 7 students from South Naknek for a night, and occasionally they hosted as many as 18. Over the years, the population of South Naknek has dwindled to 71, and Steve and Nola were hosting fewer and fewer students.
Well, when all those kids grew up and were gone, and there's, I think, only one more relative in South Naknek going to school, we decided to do foster care.
They got involved with foster care 8 years ago at the request of a local Office of Children's Services worker.
One of the OCS workers, she had a little boy and she needed someone. She said, Nola, you always have kids wherever you go. There's always a whole trail of kids behind you when you go to the school or to the pool or where the store, wherever you're going. I need someone for this little boy. Do you think you could be a foster parent? And I said, well, I heard about it, but well, if you need a place for the boy, I'll surely take him.
As the number of foster families in the borough fluctuates, the Angesons have been a constant. At times, they've been the only one. Right now, Nola and Steve are fostering 6 children and have adopted 2. Since they started, they fostered more than 28 kids, some for a few days and some for many months. It's something Nola says that she and Steve will continue to do as long as they can.
If I don't, who's going to do it? And where are they going to go? And our Native children need to be here with Native homes. And we need, you know, they have culture and they have subsistence foods. They need to be safe and they need to be loved and they need to grow up knowing that someone cared for them and that maybe they can do that when they're older, help someone.
Bristol Bay Borough School District Superintendent Bill Hill said that the impact of the Angesons' open home is visible at the school.
Nola and Steve Angeson are some of the most amazing individuals in our community. They are taking in foster children from up and down the peninsula and making a huge difference in their lives. The kids come to school and they're happy. The kids have structure in their lives. Nola and Steve make sure that they are well fed and cared for in both the physical and the mental sense. And I really can't say enough about Nola and Steve, but they're a true asset to our community and a blessing to the children that they have taken in.
Nola can tell a plethora of stories of difficult situations she's dealt with as a foster parent. Children that come into their home often carry with them emotional, behavioral, and even physical challenges. But in each situation, she emphasized that the relationships built with children have more than made up for taxing circumstances.
I told my husband years ago when we got married, I wanted to open up an orphanage. And about, I don't know, 6 months we were here talking and all the kids were here and it was kind of crazy. And he comes out and stands right over here by the doorway and he says, so are you happy? And I said, yeah, why? Are you happy that you got your way? What did I get my way with? You want an orphanage. Said, so I guess this is the closest I'm going to get. So yes, I am happy.
In Naknek, I'm Avery Lill.